SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Senators have reached a deal to end the government shutdown. Bernie Bennett has this report.
The agreement, which was negotiated in part by GOP senators as well as Democrats Angus King, Gene Shaheen, and Maggie Hassan, has more than enough members of the Senate Democratic Caucus to advance, according to two people granted anonymity to discuss the terms. The Senate is poised to vote later Sunday night to advance the House past stopgap, which will later become the vehicle for a larger funding deal. As part of the agreement, Senate Majority Leader John Thune is promising Democrats a vote in December to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies that are due to expire at the end of the year. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Israel says forensic testing confirms it has received the remains of Hadar Golden, a soldier killed in Gaza in 2014. Correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel has received the remains of a Gaza hostage, which Hamas say were the body of an Israeli soldier killed in 2014 and held there for 11 years. His remains were the only ones left in Gaza, predating the current war. Hamas say it found the remains of Hadar Golden in a tunnel in the city of Rafah. A government spokesperson confirmed the return, but stressed that forensic examination is needed for identification. The return of the remains of Golden would be a significant development in the U.S.-brokered truce, which has seen a slow return of hostages bodies, as well as violence and tension between Israeli troops and militants in Gaza. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
President Trump took part in NFL Sunday. The president arrived at Northwest Stadium in Maryland this afternoon to watch the Washington Commanders take on the Lions as part of the NFL's Salute to Service, honoring military veterans. The president read an oath for members of the military to recite as part of an on-field ceremony during a break in the game, along with sitting in the announcer's booth during the third quarter. An ESPN report says the president reportedly wants the Commanders to name the team's new stadium after him. This is SRN News. A female hockey player calls it quits.
Rachel Stoneberg doesn't want to play against men, and under the law in Minnesota where she lives, she would have to. The Women's Hockey Association of Minnesota has several men playing on its teams, and Stoneberg, in a social media post, says it's time to draw a line. Writing on X, Stoneberg says of the league, quote, "They do not care about my safety or the sanctity of the sport. I can no longer participate in a league that does not care about me." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Dutch venue has canceled a historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers is connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall is ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shai Abramson, a retired IDF member who serves as the army's cantor. The concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was halted by the Nazis during the occupation of Holland. This is SRN News. Yes, you do need to clean that refillable water bottle.
You're probably not cleaning your water bottles enough. Just because it's only water doesn't mean it can't get grubby. Water bottles pick up germs from our hands and mouths or when we share. Here's how to clean your adult sippy cups and how often you should do it. First, denture or retainer cleaning tablets. Turns out doctors recommend them for water bottles too. For a weekly deep clean, you can pop one in and let it soak overnight. Next, the dishwasher. If your water bottle is dishwasher safe, you can take it apart and run it through. Last, the classic soapy water scrub. A good daily wash with warm soapy water keeps away germs that are growing on the inside.
That science writer, Adithi Ramagita. Crews are busy putting up scaffolding around the famous Rockefeller Christmas tree. The 75-foot Norway spruce arrived at Rockefeller Plaza by flatbed truck early yesterday morning. More details on all of these stories at srnnews.com.